Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Responding to all of the erroneous diet, health, and medical information that circulates has become almost a full-time job these days, and it's made more difficult because so many healthcare professionals are just not persuaded by evidence. This has certainly been the case with omega-3 fatty acid supplementation. I keep waiting for this silly craze to die down. It doesn't show any signs of doing that. During the last several years, diets in westernized countries have degenerated, and one of the unfortunate results has been a change in the ratio of omega-3 to 6 fatty acid intake. From a healthy 1-to-1 to 1-to-4 ratio several decades ago, it's now between 1-to-25 and 1-to-50. In other words, we're consuming a huge amount of omega-6 fatty acid in land animals and packaged foods that contain oils. Since omega-3 and 6 fatty acids are needed for a lot of functions and they're used to make other medium and long-chain fatty acids used by the body, it's not surprising that this imbalance has created some health problems for us. For many years, we've been instructing people to adopt a wellness forum style diet, which normalizes the ratio due to the drastic increase in the consumption of animal foods and packaged foods containing oils. But so many of our colleagues have been recommending omega-3 supplements or fish oil to balance out the ratio in spite of a lack of evidence that this approach changes health outcomes, which is significantly a different endpoint than changing biomarkers. So, I've said many times, taking supplements does not seem to make up for indiscretions in the diet. And our curriculum book contains citations pertaining to this issue. However, new studies are coming out every day that pertain to this issue. And a recent one showed that not only are omega-3 supplements not helpful, but potentially harmful. I'll tell you a little bit about this study. The omega-3 fatty acids DHA and EPA have been recommended for a number of conditions, including reducing inflammation. And in this recent study, researchers examined whether fatty acid and antioxidant supplementation would help people with acute lung injury, since these patients suffer from both inflammation and oxidative stress. Since antioxidants are supposed to relieve oxidative stress and omega-3s are supposed to relieve inflammation, this should be perfect. The study was randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled. Patients were given supplementation within 48 hours after developing their condition. And the study was stopped early because even though the patients taking the supplements had 8 times higher plasma levels of EPA, they had 3.2 fewer ventilator-free days, 2.7 fewer ICU-free days, and 3.2 fewer non-pulmonary organ failure-free days. 60-day hospital mortality was higher in the omega-3 group than in the controls. The researchers concluded that omega-3 supplementation didn't improve outcomes and could be harmful. The researchers further stated that in previous studies showing that EPA and DHA were helpful, the number of study participants was smaller, and that in a recent study in which patients were given only EPA and DHA without the antioxidants, no benefit was shown. The researchers also stated that more studies are needed or more careful analysis of existing studies should be conducted in order to determine which patients may benefit from supplementation and which ones are more likely to be harmed. In the meantime, this study and so many others that I have related to you over the years should be a caution to those who are self-medicating while shopping at the health food store or on the internet, and those who consult with my colleagues who I refer to as the holistic pharmacist who prescribe supplements to most, if not all, of their patients. Stay away from this stuff. No demonstrated benefit, much potential for harm. That is all for now. This will be posted in the Health Brace Online Library. I know some of these messages, I throw a lot of numbers at you, but you can get the written version of these in the Health Brace Online Library, usually within about 48 hours after the message goes out. Have a great day.